couldn't see the future, and I liked it too.
Willie Nelson this morning, getting ready for some.
Is he going to be our maid?
No, oh. Well, we tried.
Okay.
We did try.
I'm
we
so
did
disappointed
try.
In that. Not that I don't love you, Ray, but yeah. Really, Willie Nelson sitting there. Ugh.
Well, yeah. Willie may have gotten lost on the way.
No.
The
Willie
bus
Nelson
may have
is
taken
get,
a wrong turn.
Stop. Willie Nelson is getting ready for Farm Aid that is taking over the Saratoga Performing Arts Center tomorrow at noon. This is a huge event, obviously a huge
sold
event
out,
in the area.
Isn't
it's been
it?
Sold out for, I think, moments after it went on sale.
The inside.
And
right?
No, the you, whole
the
whole
place.
The lawn
the
and everything is sold
basically
out.
Basically, you can
is,
listen on radio.
Wow,
yes.
Amazing.
Yes. We're going to talk about the importance of Farm Aid and the importance of farmers and how this I believe 28 years they've been doing this.
Since 1985 was the first one.
Okay.
Do the math.
Yeah, 28 mm-hmm. years. So here they are, and they are doing it in our backyard, and we're very excited. So in a little bit, in just about 10-15 minutes, we'll be talking to some of the organizers and the farmers part of this. So we look forward to that discussion.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some other issues that are making news and things that we find interesting in our headlines for today. We begin with cuts to the food stamp program. This is one of the stories that I don't know. I will admit that I just don't quite get it. House Republicans narrowly pushed through a bill on Thursday that slashes billions of dollars from the food stamp program over the objections of Democrats and a veto threat from President Obama. The vote set up what promised to be a major clash with the Senate and dashed hopes for passage this year of a new five-year farm bill. So as we talk about farmers and we talk about Farm Aid, the farm bill very much on the table. The vote 217 to 210, largely among party lines. Republican leaders under pressure from Tea Party-backed conservatives said the bill was needed because the food stamp program, which costs nearly $80 billion a year, had grown out of control. They said the program had expanded even as jobless rates had declined with easing recession.
Wow. This is a measure that has a snowball's chance in hell of passing because the Senate will thwart it. It's using vast amounts of time and effort. This is why people are unhappy with Congress. It looks like they are not doing their job. They're not sitting down seriously and coming up with something that will pass and make a lot of people happy. I think it's mean. It looks bad. And before the show, Ray and I were talking about how the Republicans actually do have a point of view. They're just inarticulate in expressing it. So I'd like to hear more about that.
Well, this, I think you hit the nail on the head. It has no shot. Even if it did in a 1 in a billion chance get through Senate, the president vetoes
it. He's going to veto it. Right.
Done. So clearly, this is politics and setting up for the next election and playing to their own home bases, even though they know it's a theory, in essence, a waste of time because it has no chance. Mm-hmm. So they're just positioning themselves.
So they're positioning themselves to say what? That budgets have to be cut and we all have to make sacrifices in everything, including aid to children, to people who won't eat well if they don't have this program. That's what we're saying.
We discussed this, months ago because it's been going on forever.
Forever.
And my question at that time was, and I still don't know the answer. No one's given me a really solid answer. Why the farm bill has to be attached to food stamps in the first place.
There were efforts, in fact, to detach them, but that has not happened.
I mean, the simple logic is that because we are talking about food and food stamps, that it then becomes part of the farm bill.
Of course.
But mm-hmm. it's yes, there were certainly efforts to detach the two. However, when you look at what has transpired, I mean, I think what is so mind-boggling about this, whether you feel that the Congress was right or wrong in their vote yesterday, is that you're in a time, we've been talking about this all week as well, you're in a time of a recession. You have the Federal Reserve saying, okay, well, things are getting better, but they're still not good enough to let you go on your own yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing all of the indicators and the numbers either dip slightly or remain very much the same. And without any, I think, great hyperbole, there's a lot of people suffering. And so is now the time that you play with them and their lives?
You know, I would even go, although I don't agree with it, I would even go for the argument that things are so bad in the economy that we have to cut back. We have to cut back everywhere, even when it's painful. I would buy that. But that's not what's happening here. The message that has gotten out is we don't like Obamacare. Oh, yeah, the Supreme Court says it's constitutional. Voters put Obama back in. It's passed. It's here. We don't like it. Either get rid of it or we're going to hold you up in this way. We're going to take away food stamps. It comes across as a kind of extortion.
And I think this gets back to your original point, which is, and this is why people don't like
this. I don't know how you can read the story and not feel incredibly cynical.
No matter what side of the aisle you're on.
Exactly.
I also want to mention another story that has come. I mean, I guess all of this, of course, is related, isn't it? The Michelle Bachmann was on Crossfire. Crossfire's back, by the way. Isn't that great? Good for them.
Terrific. Is Pat Buchanan still on?
No. We have a new.
It's Newt, isn't it?
Yes, Gingrich. Newt is the new Crossfire lightning rod.
Well, he should be able to do okay, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's articulate.
So Michelle Bachmann was on with Charlie Rangel, and they're on. And Michelle Bachmann, who is certainly a backer of the Tea Party and has been very critical of the president and Obamacare, compared President Obama to George III and a British tyrant. And he is used to being George III, Bachmann said, of what she described as the president's refusal to negotiate with congressional Republicans over the continuing resolution to fund the government. George III was, of course, king of England during the American Revolution. Bachmann was debating the topics of Obamacare and the Republican plan to defund it on Crossfire. In a heated exchange, the two displayed some of the fierce contention consuming Congress over the looming fiscal shutdown. She said, Rangel countered that the defund plan is a non-starter, doomed to fail in the Democrat-controlled Senate. It's ridiculous, and they know that it can't be done, he said. Republicans want to kill everything the president stands for, Rangel said. That's not negotiation. That's putting a gun to the president's head. Rangel argued that Obama, in fact, got reelected on the issue of Obamacare. And to that, Bachmann countered, yes, and so did I.
Much as I hate to say it, she's right. She's totally right. That's the an eternal conundrum in American politics, that voters don't want everybody in alignment, the president and the parties. They do like that contention. It makes usually for lots of debate and compromise. You sit together with different points of view and
come up. The ingredient that's missing.
Yes,
right.
Indeed. I have no problem with her being in there and her thinking the way she does, which is different than me and many other people. That's how politics are done. What is missing is they're not talking. She's wrong that I think, maybe you'll disagree with me, she's wrong that the president is acting regally and dictatorial. What he has encountered are people from the Tea Party who are saying either get rid of Obamacare or we're not going to let this through. That's not compromise. That's not politicking. It's not negotiating.
Yeah, I think they're both wrong in their arguments, and I think there's a danger among commentators and people in general to make it a very cut and dry thing.
Right.
He was not necessarily reelected because of a mandate on Obamacare. He was also in part reelected, perhaps because his competition was fairly weak. In other words, there are more nuances to that argument. So I think they're both wrong to some extent.
That's a good point.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to NPR News, find out the latest headlines. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more about the Farm Bill. We'll talk about Farm Aid and what's happening in Saratoga, plus other headlines making news. We welcome your comments. Roundtable at WAMC.org. We'll be back after this short break. Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue, and our panel this morning includes newsman Ray Graff, University at Albany Journalism Professor Rosemary Armeo, and two special guests this morning. FarmAid Executive Glenda Yoder is with us, and also joining us is New York Farming Representative Tom Stromolo. And both of these individuals have been working very, very hard over the last couple months and years to bring farm aid to various municipalities, to various venues, to do really great work. Glenda, you've been over 20 years.
That's right. Good morning. It's great to be here.
It's wonderful to see you. Thank you very much for taking time. I know, like, I'm thinking of you. Like, you have this huge show tomorrow. It all starts at noon. And so, like, say that that's the wedding. And then when we have, like, the mother of the bride on the morning before. It just seems like that you even said yes is incredible to me. So I thank you very much for that.
Well, a big part of Farm Aid is being inclusive of everybody. So we're really happy to come here and talk about Farm Aid. There's a terrific crew back there putting in sound and lights. I can assure you of that.
Excellent. So how's it looking there at SPAC now?
It's the most beautiful venue. We couldn't be happier because it's going to accommodate very well all of the many moving parts that are a Farm Aid show. Of course, it's the music, but we've got a homegrown village and food, and it's a beautiful venue that will do that well.
What brought you to Saratoga? At what point did you say this should be a place? Because you've done it over the 28 years. There have been, 20 plus concerts. And of those, they've been at wide-ranging locations throughout the country. So what brought you in our backyard?
We take our cues from Willie. And Willie always says, let's go where they really want us the most. So we scout around every year. We had done a scouting trip to SPAC previously, quite a few years ago, and so we knew it was a beautiful area. And it just worked out this year, and the welcome was enormous.
And does it directly result from the fact that you are in a farm-rich community and there is a lot going on within the confines of the region?
That's been one of the great pleasures, is to get better acquainted with the wealth of farming in the region. The people in the region value their farmers, and yet there is a lot of struggle. You know very well, of course, that dairy in New York has struggled enormously.
Right.
And yet there's a thriving upstate, downstate corridor of economic activity, and we're there to put the spotlight on what's happening.
What does Farm Aid do?
Farm Aid works.
Tell us about the aid part.
Yeah, that's a good question. Farm Aid works year-round. You know, we're known for one day a year, but it works year-round. And the mission of the organization is to build a thriving family farm-based system of agriculture. We have a hotline in our office. We have farm programs directly of service to farmers. And we make grants to farmer organizations. And we also promote good food from family farmers. So we encourage everybody to get involved.
You know, in these days of increasing corporate ownership of farms and the fewer number of entities owning more of the farmland, do you ever feel that you're fighting a losing battle in encouraging family farms?
Well, you know, it's a good question. The other day it occurred to me an old literary phrase, which is, it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. You know, we have been tremendously encouraged by the growth of direct markets and more sustainable family farm identified food available for people. And we have incredible demand that isn't being met at this moment. Yet, at the same time, we've got an increasingly chemical intensive kind of agriculture that is still ruining the very means of agriculture, the soil and the water.
Yeah.
What is it about something like this where obviously you get there, it puts a spotlight on the issues, and you can raise some money and you can raise awareness, and you think, well, which is all wonderful, but I guess I'm going off Ray's point of how do you get it through people's heads of the importance of these farmers who are here, and that this is their livelihood and what they're doing is feeding us.
It's a great question. How do we learn? How do we change? How does everybody have a role to play in this? I think that's the beauty of music and experience, and that's what Farm Aid offers. Willie's invitation to everybody was always, welcome, come on in, get involved. And the invitation is there for every eater, and it's there for every farmer. That hotline answers calls every day from every kind of farmer. Everybody is welcome to come, you know, to the table, so to speak. That's partly why I invited Tom to come today, because we know that the encounter that people have with farmers at farmers markets is changing our experience of who we are, and it's shortening that supply chain so we can recognize each other.
It's been an explosion in the farm market, hasn't it? Everywhere there is a farm market, even on the thruway. I think we were driving up to Maine, and I believe in Massachusetts, we're in 2-mile-an-hour traffic. And I said, oh, there's a farm market right there. I mean, the explosion of these, we have one in my town. It's the most popular thing on the weekend.
Absolutely. And well, and Tom, you, as we will hear in just a moment, that New York accent, don't let it fool you. This is a farmer.
Yeah, I guess you picked up on that. But I was actually raised on a small farm in Long Island.
Yeah.
And but when I've been with Green Market for 31 years.
Now, what does Green Market do?
Well, we operate a network of farmers markets in New York City.
And you work with farmers throughout, I assume, the Hudson Valley, throughout New York?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The first group came from the lower Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
In the late 70s.
And so the partnership that you have with Farm Aid is a pretty extraordinary story. This came out of 9/11.
Yes.
So what happened? You were there?
Well, I was there. Yeah, we had a large farmers market right at the base of the South Tower, and I've been there since the mid '80s. Actually, '86, I think we opened it. And you know, naturally, what happened that horrible morning, and we got out. Thank God, nobody was injured or. And but all they, you know, the farmers, you know, left behind all of their trucks and so on. So it was a mighty devastation. Now, in the wake of 9/11, there were things to consider that we all knew were graver than the loss of some trucks and so on and so forth for our farmers. But immediately after that, you know, waves of empathy began to roll out. And what Farm Aid did in the wake of 9/11, without any, and I could say this, without any publicity that I knew of or notoriety or anything, contacted us with a large sum of money to be divided up evenly amongst the farmers that took the loss that day.
Wow. How did Farm Aid know about that? How did that happen?
You know, we had scheduled a concert in Indianapolis, and that concert was scheduled for 18 days after 9/11. And you can imagine we considered for several days whether we should proceed with a concert for America's Family Farmers in the wake of that event. We contemplated that and asked around and thought about what could our role be to help unify the country. And we made some changes, but it emerged there in Indianapolis as a concert for America. And we brought in firefighters from New York and farmers from New York. And immediately after the concert, a truckload of Missouri pork was brought to New York City just to help feed people and to make that rural connection.
Missouri pork.
Mm. Let's take a break while I think about that.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the entertainment that will be provided, the food that will be on hand, all of the good things that will be happening at Farm Aid at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center tomorrow. You can find out more information about Farm Aid's work by going to farmaid.org, farmaid.org. We'll be back after this short break.
Support for WAMC comes from Amtrak. Fall foliage trips aboard the Adirondack from New York City to Montreal with stops in the Hudson Valley and New York's North Country. Amtrak.com for reservations. Unison Arts Center, New Paltz, presenting their first annual Founders Day concert with banjo legend Tony Trischka, tastings by sponsors Moxie Cupcake and Tuthill Town Spirits, September 21st at 7, unisonarts.org. Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation, celebrating 30 years helping to place retired racehorses in adoptive homes and prison-based vocational training programs throughout the U.S., thoroughbredretirement.org, and Autobahn Service, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, offering service, repair, and diagnosis of imports specializing in late-model Volkswagen, Audi, and BMW, autobahntechnic.com.
Someone like you, I'm gonna feel how it is. I got you, I got you, babe. I found you, I lost you.
Welcome back to the Roundtable and our panel discussion, Ray, Rosemary, and myself, and we welcome you. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Special guests this morning, Farm Aid Executive Glenda Yoder and Tom Stramolo, who is a New York farming representative and is with us this morning. We've been talking about Farm Aid and the incredible event that is taking place at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center tomorrow. We should note, you've been sold out for a long, long time. No more room at the Inn, but people certainly can watch you online. You'll be on Willie's Roadhouse, Sirius XM station, and where else? So
it'll be webcast live at farmaid.org, and the Sirius radio will pick it up, the whole show, and they'll be doing interviews throughout the day as well.
That's great. And then do you think of it, is it a radiothon at that point? I mean, are people calling
in? How much money does Farm Aid raise in one of these concerts?
Willie likes to say, well, we'll wait and see until afterward, and we'll see how many people donate. No, it's an invitation to get involved, and we're really making an invitation to purchase T-shirts, to, yes, make a donation. There'll be a call for donations on the radio program and on the webcast.
Yeah. Okay, you ducked my question, though. In past years, say how much was raised last year?
I think it was about $1.5
million. Wow, that's great.
Is the overhead high? I mean, the quintessential debacle was the first one, which was the concert for Bangladesh. George Harrison raised all that money, and so little of it went to, you know, those he wanted to help. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. Is this a fairly streamlined organization?
Mm-hmm. It is. I can tell you that. One of the most gratifying things is that everybody pitches in. Of course, you can't get everything at no cost, but I see the bills. I see the vendors, and people make a little, you know, donation, and that's really good. Yes, it costs a lot of money to host a concert of that scale. All of the artists come at no expense to Farm Aid and pay their way there.
Wow,
so that's
there's
awesome.
Right,
yeah. Pretty
right
good
off
performers.
The top.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
sets the tone, and it invites everybody to do again. To match take that. Take the role that you can take.
Yeah,
Joe, we were talking in the break about a plan or a hope for small farms around cities again. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Tom is with us, too, and you've been kind of leading this effort.
Well, I wouldn't say leading.
Working on it.
Yeah, for a while. First of all, I want to tell you that Farm Aid is very streamlined. They have a small office staff, and each one of the staffers works about five different jobs.
Yeah.
So that's Green Market's been around since 1976. It came in the wake of kind of the demise or the withdrawal of farmers markets in New York City. And the founder of Green Market, Barry Benepe, who was my original boss, got the idea to create a rebirth of farmers markets in New York City, and he started off with one. And when I came in as director, we had maybe eight or nine, and we ballooned that up to, we have 50 green markets now and 16 what we call youth markets. The major explosion occurred in the right around the time that Farm Aid came to New York City. In a two-year period, we went from 23 green markets or farmers markets to 50 in a two-year period. Mm. And that kind of is on the heels of what the gentleman here said before about the explosion.
Yeah.
In the in the first part of this century.
I've never heard you called gentlemen.
No, I think that's the first time. In fact, I don't ever. yeah, that's a good point.
Ray, meet Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Meet Ray.
How are you, sir?
Okay, and again, we're talking about some serious issues here, but I don't want to get away from that. However, let's talk about some really cool parts of this, which is Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews with Tim Reynolds, Jack Johnson, Amos Lee, Casey Musgraves, Carlene Carter.
Wow.
And possibly what I'm most excited about seeing tomorrow, yeah. Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Yeah.
And many more without going into the entire list, which is huge. But pretty much from like 5 to midnight, you've got Jack Johnson, Dave Matthews, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Willie Nelson. That's not shabby.
That's a good lineup.
that's not shabby. And Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, they are the core, right?
That's right. They're the artists who are also on the board of directors, and Willie's the founder of Farm Aid, along with Neil Young and John Mellencamp.
So how does the day run? You've got all kinds of things going out on the back lawn of SPAC. And we'll get to the food part of this in just a second. But the music will start the door. My ticket says noon, so you'll start at noon.
That's right. Doors open at noon, and the exhibits and the food and the festivities start at noon. Music's going to start shortly thereafter.
Okay. And then you got a great app, by the way. You can go get your Farm Aid app if you head it out, yeah, and find out all what's going on.
Is that working with your IO 7?
No, nothing is working on IO 7. I have to re-download the app because of, I don't know, because Apple has absconded with all of my information years to compile. And procure. Without being bitter about Apple products, when you think
not like Apple Farms, different,
different. Yeah.
But then you have there are events that will be taking place, and you'll be doing really cool things mm-hmm. out on the back with this enormous crowd.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, the day actually begins at 11 a.m., and the artists are going to have a press event together with farmers, and that press event is nearby. And then the doors open, and folks come in, we hope, right away to start experiencing the day. The Homegrown Village has dozens of exhibitors, New York and national farm groups and organizations that will be showcasing exhibits about soil and water and food and energy and goofy games and exciting things and ways to learn. There's no literature. You have to come in and experience it.
And then, of course, the food is a big part of it and the farmers. And this is where, I want to say relatively new because it's been part of it for however many years, 12 years, whatever.
This has been one of the most exciting journeys, and I've had the privilege of working on this. We always invited some farm stands, some farmers that we knew to come in and help vend food from probably since the 90s. But in 2007, we first made it a deal point that when Farm Aid has a concert at a venue, we will all of the food to be served in the front of the house and the back of the house will be to our specifications. And we called it Homegrown, and we trademarked it, and it is now a kind of invitation, a kind of standard for food service at events and venues to enter into providing family farm food for their concert goers.
And Tom, when people actually come, give us a sense of what they
encounter. This is the fun part of it. If you could get there early, you're going to have a blast. Before the music starts, first of all, the grounds, as you'll know, is gorgeous.
Right.
Yeah.
And the way Farm Aid does it is they set all these different activities, like Linda was saying, up around the lawn area, and interspersed with it is all of these local food elements. So you could it's worth the price of the ticket just to actually go out there and experience that one, even without the music. So I would get out there early and just have a good old time.
Just
bring the family.
That sounds great.
Just eat all
we
day.
We can graze.
Yeah.
But it's not only the eating. It's this homegrown village that they have.
Yeah.
That you could spend a couple of hours in there just interacting with all. And it's not like they're talking down, talking to you. Or,
right.
It's not done like that. It's a fun, interactive type of a learning and fun experience.
So get there early.
I would get there early and come by our youth market stand, which is an actual farmers market run by local youth under our supervision. In 2007, when they were bringing the show to Randall's Island, we looked at each other and we said, well, why don't we put a farmers market in the show? You know, I don't think anybody had done that before. And we said, well, you know, we're not going to sell lettuce and tomatoes, but there are plenty of things that you could buy at a farmer's market that you could enjoy, fresh peaches. As a matter of fact, a quick aside, if you look at the New York Times review of the Farm Aid show,
yeah,
the music review, it's got the last line in there is an ode to the New York State peach and how wonderful it was to have peaches available to the concert goers.
And the money goes right to the farmer? Is that how that works?
No,
or it all goes to Farm Aid?
All the profits get split between Youth Market, which is and Farm Aid.
Right.
So half it all goes into not it all goes to charity. Half goes to Youth Market, which is a charity run, which is a program under a charity called Grow NYC, or the Council on the Environment of New York City.
Yes.
Which is a not-for-profit in the mayor's office. That's what runs Green Market. That's who I work for.
Right.
The other half of the profits go to Farm Aid.
And you are you in charge of like all the vendors, all the concessions and everything? Do you have a say in all of that?
Yes, but every venue comes with a concessionaire, and this particular concessionaire is Aramark. So we have forged over the last few months a good relationship with Aramark. So what we do is our culinary director, Sonia Dagovitz, looks into the supply chain, and we choose antibiotic-free meat and non-GMO chips and all of that. All of the ingredients are changed out but served by the vendors that are already there.
Ah, interesting.
So is a beer at Speck still $12?
Oh, you had to go there, didn't you?
Wait, I was just curious.
We apologize.
I was just curious.
I have to tell you, our most exciting addition this year is Taste New York, which is the governor's program about New York products. So we're going to have craft beer, cider, and wine
from
New York.
Then I don't mind. Then I don't mind. That's fine.
That's a great idea.
Excellent. Yes, go, John.
Just wanted on that note, when you go by the Taste of New York tent, try the Green Market beer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
A heavy beer, a light beer? What are we talking about?
I got to be honest with you. I'm not a beer drinker, but they say it's good.
Joe will give us a review on Monday, I'm sure.
It's the only beer that's made with ingredients, grains sourced from New York State.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Tom Stromolo and Glenda Yoder of Farm Aid, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great time tomorrow, and congratulations on the wonderful work you're doing. And I'm thrilled that you're here and share with us. Best of luck to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back for the Fun Drive on Monday, of course. No panel, but we'll. Rosemary, you're off the hook for a while.
I know. I'm on vacation.
You know, while you were away, I tried to. Alan was in here and said, Rosemary, you're coming to volunteer, right? She said, oh, that's a good idea. But the thought balloon above her head said something quite different.
Run!
Get away!
Excellent. We're going to continue with a roundtable after BBC and NPR News. And again, the Fun Drive all begins Monday morning, 5:45, and you can get in on the lockbox, WAMC.org.